Parshas Balayitzach wins off with begins with the Ribbono Shel'Olam telling Aaron the tzivoy on the Hadlakas HaMenorah. Rashi says, "Lama nitzvah Parshas HaMenorah leParshas HaNesiim." Fishikshara Aaron Chanukas HaNesiim Chol Shalas Daitei Shlohi Imoy Mechanuka Loihu Veloi Shiftei. Omer LeKadosh Baruch Hu Chayecha Shelcho Gadlu Shelhem Shatamad LeKamitav Saniris. Aaron had Chalisha Sadas because he wasn't a chilek, nor was the shevet b'chlal a chilek of the Chanukas HaMizbeach, which was all the Nesim. They brought the karbanos the first 12 days, and Aaron wasn't a chilek of it. Chol Shadayte. Meila Kadosh Baruch Hu says no. He was mefayesim, and he says shalchol gadol mishalehem shatamit v'mazgas aniris. Don't understand why that's any bigger. Why is that bigger than what they brought the Chanukas HaMizbeach? That was the pius, and that was the schar that Aaron had out the chalisha sadas. I saw a very interesting point brought down the Sefer Ba'ar HaChaim of Kafusi. He says the pasuk starts off, "Vaydaber Shem Moshe Leimer, Daber Aaron v'Amarta Elov." It's a double lashon, Daber v'Amarta, and we know that Dibur is always lashon of Kashayit, and Amir is lashon of Rako. Daber Aaron, it doesn't continue. V'Amarta Elov starts off with a Dibur Kasha and ends off with a Dibur which is Rach. So he says that Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with a Tana can't get Aaron. He says, why do you have Chalisha Zadas? Were the Nesim Mitzuvah to bring these Karbanis? Kilo as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzavi, each one of the Nesim to bring the Karbanis, and we skipped over Yur and Yeshavit? Why did the Nesim bring the Karbanis? It was their own initiative. It was their own initiative because they were Nitzachel B'Lechus HaMishkan, and they said, whatever the Klal Yisrael brings from Lechus HaMishkan, they'll bring, and we'll be Mashlamit afterwards. And Klal Yisrael was Mashlam everything except for the Avni Choshen, Avni Miluim. And that's the Nesim, so they were the last ones. And once they realized, so they wanted to make up for it. So he says, we're going to be the first ones to be misnazed by the Chanukas HaMizbeach, by the Chanukas HaMishkan. So that was their own initiative. Each one came with their own initiative to be, and they all brought the same thing. They all brought the same Kavanah. The Medrash says, each one has their own Kavanah. But Be'etzem, it was their own idea, and it was their nidivas halev that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to take it. It started at the end of last week's parasha that they brought the Eglis Tzav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Chumi Itam, that they ויקרבו נשיא ישראל ראשי ביס אבויסו הם נשיא המטה שימו הם דמלך בקודם ויביאו את קרבנו בפני השם שיש אגל סצו ושני עשר בוקר אגל השני נשיאים ויאמר שם ומי שלהם רכך מאיתם ויהיו לא עבדס עבדס. The first thing started off, they brought the אגליס and they brought the בוקר to help carry the Mishkan. They weren't asked to do that. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, this is our Nadava. Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, should we take it? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, kach mi'itam, take it. It was their own initiative. This whole thing was their own initiative. So why? What's the Chalisha Zadas? You should have done the same thing. It's not that we skipped over you. It's that they decided to do it themselves, and you didn't do it. The Maamar Muzger, what's Saka Pshat that Aaron didn't do it? It could be that it's the Hemshech of the his atlas of the Nesim. The Nesim felt bad for the fact that they weren't misnadif to the Mishkan. And Mamela, till the end, Mamela, they wanted to rectify that. What was with Aaron HaKohen? Aaron HaKohen and the whole Shevet Levi. They were misnadif to the Melech of the Mishkan or not? So why shouldn't they have been? L'chara, Kadosh Baruch Hu was misnadif to the Mishkan. Everybody's allowed to bring. Be'etzem Chazal say that the Mishkan was mechaper on the Maisa Egel. So Levi wasn't a chelik of the Maisa Egel mechlal. The Ishla Ayin, whether or not Bechlal, the Shevet Levi was Bechlal Misnadi for the Mishkan. I don't know if Raya yes, I don't know if Raya no. But it could be that Bechlal they weren't Misnadi for the Mishkan. But it says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do anything for the Mishkan. What does it say? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do anything for the Mishkan. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you'll be making the Mishkan. No one else will be able to do it. You'll be making the Mishkan. But that's what we don't find. What do you mean? He donated to the Mishkan. No. Could be Takana. The Maisa, since they were Nesatzel, so therefore they decided to be the first ones. So what happened afterwards? Dabar Aaron, Vamar Te'elov. What happened all of a sudden afterwards? Vamar Te'elov. Why did it turn into Rakus? Because the Maisa had Chalisha Zadas for it. He felt bad that he wasn't a chilek of the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody that feels bad, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's also schar. You get schar for that as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to be a chilek of something. You're right, you should have taken the initiative. But on the Maisa, now you didn't take the initiative, and you feel bad, and you could have been one to bring cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you also want to be a chilek of that. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, Shelcho Gadol Hashem, you're also going to have something, you're also going to have an Eitzah. It wasn't a kino of, right, we find that Kerech was Niskana Be'nisiyosu Shel Yitzhak Menuzio. Aaron was Niskan in the Nisim. It was two different types of kino. One was a kino of Kovei Shamayim, and one was a kino of Kovei Atzmai. Milo Korach, what ended up happening is Ve'yovdu Mitech HaKol, and what happened with Aaron HaKorin was Shechol Galdum Shalem. So Be'etzem, there's really two limudim here. There's two big limudim. The first limud is to take the initiative. To be one of those people to take the initiative. Don't stand by and wait and see what everybody else does and v'chulu. And the second thing is, if you Taka didn't take the initiative and you see somebody else did, then feel bad that you're also not a chilek of the Kavod Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to give you also a yecheles to do. Yecheles to. What does it mean practically? I'm just going to give a mashal. Echad mibnei Chaburo, used to be in this Chaburo. He went back to the city after his years in the Eretz Yisrael, went back to the city and he saw that there was a need for a kollel there. He had a regular kollel, wanted to open up a different type of kollel, something different, something unique. And he decided he's going to do it. Now, l'maisa, this person, a goyin erlim, is not. He's determined, but he's not a goyin erlim. He got a resh kollel. Money. The resh kollel will help raise the money, and he'll also fill in if he could, you know, help along as much as he could. What's going to be the tochnit in the kollel? He found a kollel that is learning the same limud. That's a very successful kollel. It's 180 yungalite, I think. 160, 180 yungalite. And serious kollel, and he took their plans. He took their tochnit. In other words, it doesn't have to be that you came up with some amazing idea yourself. You could take the plans of somebody else. We find the Nesim, they all took the same karbanis as everybody else. Everybody had their own idea. But they took you find something which is successful, you find something that's being matzliach, you find a kollel that's working, there's a tzera for it by you as well. You could do it yourself. What do you mean? I'm not a resh kollel. I don't have the chedus. You're right, he wasn't a resh kollel. I don't have the money. He's not a gevurah. I don't have the tochnit. He's not. He didn't. He went around and he figured it out. He went around and figured it out. And he opened the kollel. And Baruch Hashem, it's a unique kollel with chashavim v'leit that are mamash taking away. The kollel that he just, in my mermuzgur, just that we should get some musagim. The kollel that he based it off is Yonah Yitzchak, Yerushalayim. And if you get less than an 80 on two tests, you're out of the kollel. That means that you're putting in your time and it's serious. No, I wish you was. If you want 50 shekel, you do a test. None of this Kaplan games. What's the nekuda? The nekuda is what we spoke about last week. It's a mechayev. When you have that mechayev, then a person is going to make sure that it happens. It might be that you have to put in extra time. It might be you have to put in time that you didn't think that you had. Maybe the extra 20 minutes that you're going to spend on something else. You know, it's going to go to chazring the shach and the taz one more time that you should have it. That you know that your place in the kollel depends on it. Then you put an extra. When a person has as his chayvus, a person that he's mamishas mechuyevin, then in Echram he'll do what he has to do to make sure that it happens. Now the truth is that it's not lav dafka kollel doesn't have to be. There's so much that can be done in Klal Yisrael that if people would just take the initiative to do it, then they could be matzliach. Whether it's gmilas chasadim, whether it's inyoni chizik atero or chizik atfilo or benam lachaveri. Kiruv Rechaikim or Kiruv Kravim, even more so. So many. But who am I? Who am I the one to do it? Rishon Lezion said, Rishon Lezion was a Goyin Olam, Mamish, Goyin Otzum. Everybody knows the famous story of that they switched, he came to a certain town and he put up a list of Marmakramis in the shir that he's going to give. He gets to some people that were connected to the Musar movement. We're not so happy with him, so decided to make Bezionis of him. So they switched right before this year, they switched to totally different a list of Marmakramis. And no shaykhis, mamish, no papuli harifte in Baba Basra, and they have what you call it, no shaykhis, totally list of Kitzur Yisrael Salanter saw the list, picked it out, took a minute to think, and then he gave a shir, a pilpul, he tied in all the marmachemis together, and came out with a tremendous yisrael. Says afterwards he fainted on the spot, that's what it says, afterwards mamish, after the shir he fainted. The Kitzur afterwards he was speaking to one of his talmidim. He said, the truth is that it didn't take me a minute to prepare the shir. He didn't need a minute. I think maybe this is one of the Talmudim was Masber. The fainting he explained himself. But he said that he was able to, right away, he was already able to do it. He said, the question was, should he do it and show it's a gaiva tuma to be able to do such a thing? Or mitzad sheni, no, he felt that it was needed to show that the musar, the bali musar, also know how to learn. So it was a terech hashem. Why did he faint at the end? He said, up until then, he knew that the Rebbeinu gave us tremendous keichas. He knew it. But he says, he didn't realize just how great the keichas were that the Rebbeinu gave him. He says, that's how great the keichas are that the Rebbeinu gave me, then the tvi on me is going to be twice as much. Yodua, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, he says, the Rebbeinu gave me keichas of 1,000 men. He says, yeah, but because the Rebbeinu Shlom gave me teveah for me, the avoid of 1,000 men as well. That's really what Anivas is. Anivas says, you know your keichas. You know, because the Rebbeinu Shlom gave you tremendous keichas. But you're supposed to use your keichas. They're not your keichas. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave you these keichas. And if somebody else would have these keichas, it could be to do twice as much as you do. What's your gaiva? You don't gaiva. The gaiva is how you use it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave you keichas. You got to use the keichas. But he had tremendous. Yisrael was a tremendous goyin olam, and he decided he's going to be a parish when he was younger. He decided he's going to be a parish. Live off. He taught himself to daven Shemoneh Esrei breakneck speed, and he would. So people should think he's one of the pshutayam. He chazer chas bal peh, that he should be able to work and also learn at the same time. He's able to do, and this is what he decided. It's going to be, no one's going to know about him. He changed his mind. After a few years, he changed his mind. So what happened? Now, everybody knows he's Soltalanter. He was the founder of the Muslim movement. The G'dayle Rosh Yeshivas of all the Yeshivas come from either from the Altar of Kelm or the Altar of Slabodka, who traced himself back to Soltalanter. So, what happened? He says that Klal Yisrael, he realized that Klal Yisrael needs people to do. It's very fine and dandy for you and the Rebbeinu Shalom for you to sit in your hinkle and in your corner and you're going to be every Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tremendous, it's tremendous. But Klal Yisrael needs people. And if that was said 150 years ago, then I think 170 years ago, then the situation hasn't gotten much better. Maybe we don't have to deal with our skull. We have to deal with a lot of other things that we have to deal with. And Klal Yisrael needs people. Klal Yisrael is Mokum Shein Yesh Yisad Liyasish. Things that people will wait for other people to do, right? You wait for the G'dayim to tell you what you have to do. I need somebody to tell me what to do, and then I'll go ahead and do it. I need something to... The person has to take the initiative himself. The person has to see something that has to get done. He takes the initiative. Right? It was the person that, what did I just hear? I think you mentioned it, that decided that he's going to raise $50 million for a year to up the chalukah of the Avreichim in Lakewood. He took the initiative. He doesn't have the $50 million to do that himself. He's going to go ahead and he's going to raise the money. That he should be able to up it from twice the amount, three times the amount, whatever it was. To give them a little bit more money. That's something that had to be done, something that really needed to be done. And no one took the initiative for years. The chalukah in Lakewood was about the same as the chalukah here in the Mir. And they're living in America. Less. It's something that had to be done for years. One person went ahead and that's it, took the initiative. How is he going to do it? He's going to get other people. He's not going to do it himself. But you need somebody to take the initiative. There's so many stories, I was talking to my chavrusa at one point about, I'll give you one of the initiatives. If somebody would take the initiative, kol hakavod. I think everybody here, there's an avich. No bachur here. Only a real bachur, I don't think anybody. Everybody knows what it was like to be a bachur in yeshiva, especially if you're in a big yeshiva, and there's another 1,000 bachurim, and no one says boo to you, or somebody does say boo to you. It could be that you were gone for 3 days and you came back, nobody even knew that you were gone. I remember the first time that I went back to America when it was in the mirror, I went away for 10 days. Like, some people noticed, some people didn't notice, who doesn't notice? It was like, does anybody know that you're here, that you're not here? It was right after I came, so it's not a tie on anybody, but there's so many bachurim that if they would have somebody there to help them, that somebody would notice them, somebody come over to them, somebody speak to them and learning, somebody ask them how they're doing, somebody... You could have, and the standard yeshiva here has... For Israeli Yungoman was telling me, he says that he went to yeshiva, he says there's 24 bachurim. He said it was the first year that the yeshiva started, 24 bachurim, he says he had such a great relationship with his yeshiva, there was mamish nobody there. Kitzer, his yeshiva calls him up this year and tells him he wants to send his son to this yeshiva. He has a great relationship with this. It's amazing. How many bachurim in the yeshiva? 240. 240. He says if you take off the zero and you back down to 24, I'd send him in a snap. If 240 bachurim, that means 80 in every shir. There's three shirim. How are you supposed to get there? What's supposed to happen? No, they could. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. That's what the matzav of Klai Yisrael is, that the yeshivas have hundreds and hundreds. The small yeshivas have hundreds. The smallest yeshivas here in Eretz Yisrael have twice the amount as the yeshivas in America. Yeshivas here have 1,000 bachram, 1,500 bachram, 850 bachram. It's like, it's not... You'd get in a few yungalai to come in and handle with the bachram. It would be amazing. Every day, each one of the yungalai has a different bachram to go over to talk to. It would do tremendous things. Okay, somebody's got to arrange it. You have to make sure that the yeshivas are okay. You have to make sure that you find the vrechim. Vrechim is usually not a problem. Give them some money, it's not a problem. You need the money. There's things that have to be done. Things that have to get done. There's a well-known Rosh Yeshiva here in Yerushalayim. American Rosh Yeshiva. Then he once made a parlor meeting. And he was raising money for his yeshiva. The kids are in the middle. A Baal Bas gets up and he just starts ranting against the system. And he's going crazy. Kitzer, afterwards, the Yeshiva went over to him and he says, there's something wrong. What's the deal? So he says, I apologize, I really apologize. I was just, I was burnt by the system. I was a carbon in the system and it just came out now. So Yeshiva told him, he says, I'll tell you the truth, I was also. The only difference between me and you is that I decided I'm going to do something about it. So he opened the Yeshiva. He opened the yeshiva, he went ahead. I was also a carbon in the system. You're right. Me and you were both a carbon in the system. You ended up with ranting and raving, and I went and I opened the yeshiva. That's the difference. That's there's so many initiatives to do. But I'll tell you the truth. The biggest initiative is with yourself. Then nobody knows. It doesn't have to be opening a kollel. It doesn't have to be raising $50 million. It doesn't have to be opening yeshiva. It's the initiative of yourself. Every person is waiting for, if I would just have that Adam Gadol that would tell me exactly what I have to do to become such a big person, to be able to learn well, to be able to do a fulu. A person has to take the initiative themselves. And that's the Shelchol Gadol Mishalem. And so Rabbi Yaakov Grunsky says, why Shelchol Gadol Mishalem? Because the menorah was inside, and the Chanukah's Mizbech was in Mizbech HaChitzin. The Mizbech is inside, in the Azar, is inside. Nobody saw it. Nobody saw the Heichal. Nobody saw the hadlaka. That's the Gresta Zach. That even when nobody does it, you're not going to get the fanfare. In a Chanam, you shouldn't be the Rebbe Sol Salanter sitting in the corner, right? Saying, but when you're doing your Avodah for yourself, you're not the one that's able to open the kollel. You're not the one that's raising the $50 million. But to have the Mechayev, to take the Mechayev, to take the initiative for yourself, not to come back after 20 years and feel chaval, the time that I wasted in Eretz Yisrael, I can't tell you how many people tell me after I go back to America, don't tell anybody to run back. Don't tell your time here. So if you have to run back, you have to run back. But at least the time that you're here, you have it's a different matzav. You don't have the pressures that you have in America. You don't have the monetary issues that you have in America generally. You don't have the even if people have the it's not the same thing. It's not the chayvus is not the same. To go to the makola to buy milk takes you 45 minutes because you also have to get in the car and you have to go to the store and you have to wait. It's not the same thing. Just popping in and walk to yeshiva of a chulu. People have time, you have the time, whatever the situation is, that your person has the yicholus to take the initiative, not to wait. If you're going to wait, then you're going to turn back when you're 40, when you're 50, when you're 60. Let me tell you. And you're going to have chalisha zadas. That's also good. The chalisha zadas, that you should be able to do something that should push you to go vital, like Aaron HaKohen and Yechanami. You should be able to, at the end of the day, it should always bring to the end of the day to the desire for a tzayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Marabit Vayt Shemayim. Then, Be'ez HaShem, 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 Be'ez Ha